But the goal of this session really is for us to explore how we stir ourselves again, motivate ourselves, how we get activated in a supernaturally, spiritually engaged lifestyle all the time, which actually is what being a Christian is supposed to be like, isn't it? We see Jesus just doing miraculous things everywhere he goes, all the time, most of it outside the walls of the church, largely because the church didn't exist, but that's a technical point. It wasn't all in the synagogue, it was with the people, wasn't it? And he said, as he handed over his ministry to his disciples, who were to make disciples, which has resulted in us being here today, that they would do and see even more remarkable things than him.
Amen.
So it's meant to be normal that we see stuff happen. Is it? I won't ask anyone to put their hands up because I don't want to put my own up, but how fresh is your most recent story of something supernatural happening?
A few weeks,
great. Mm-hmm. Really good news. Hopefully, the goal of this session is that in the coming weeks, we have lots of fresh stories, and we impart that to other people, and that becomes a norm for us, and a norm for our churches. So, I'm just hosting, might get involved a bit. We've got Dave here, and Oliver. Oliver's from the guy from Buxton, so that's why he's got the big beard to keep warm.
That's right.
And nasal hair.
Yeah, and Dave here is from Derby. So go easy on them because they didn't even know they were doing this till 4 o'clock yesterday. But we're going with the spirit. There's going to be stories, and there's going to be a bit of teaching and an opportunity to perhaps be equipped or activated and prayed for in order to go out and all that kind of thing. But these guys have got some real life stuff to share. So. Let's just trust God, shall we? Holy Spirit, we ask that you'd be amongst us, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that it's entirely possible that we can be seeing lives transformed in ways that make no sense to the logical mind or to the flesh on a daily basis, Lord. I thank you that you can be speaking to, and in fact are speaking to us about the people around us all the time. The question is, are we listening? Are we engaging? And are we being obedient with what you say, Lord? Because it's all there. So would you stir us, Lord, that we might be engaged to be partnering with you in the extension of your kingdom on a daily basis, I pray. Amen. So, over to you guys.
I'm just literally going to start, because as we literally only have this a day's notice, I'm going to start with 2 seconds' notice. Just as I stood there, God spoke to me about wanting to heal backs in here today. So, there's somebody and you've got a problem with some vertebrae in the middle part of your back, and God is going to move upon you. We're going to see God heal in here. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to see him heal in here. It's so exciting to actually be in here with the presence of Jesus. So that's, I'm going to start with that. If you've got a back problem, you just put your hand up. Okay? God's going to move. That's going to be part of what God's going to do. But we aren't going to do much of the work. Most of the work's going to be out. Out there. So, do you want to start with your picture?
Yeah, sure. So, I jokingly said to Dave that, we're in the maple room. It's a bit like maple syrup, isn't it, really? And then God just began to speak to me. And in essence, you know when you get like a jar of syrup and you began to tip it? It's quite slow, isn't it, coming out? But then when it hits the hot pancake or the hot waffle or something, it suddenly spreads quicker, you know? And I just get this sense of that for us, actually, we can't rush time in the presence. We can't rush time when we're praying with people. You know, we were just chatting about this earlier. We can't rush that. It, in a sense, waiting on God is a slow process, and we mustn't feel guilty about the slow process of waiting and just allowing the presence of God to come. But then when it hits that point, when it hits the heated up point, suddenly it moves fast. And I got a sense of, actually, I'm not sure what this is about this afternoon, is about ripple effects. So whatever God deposits in us in this room today, encounter, I keep getting the word encounter, that what God deposits in us today, it's about the ripple effects that are going to come from this.
Yeah, so I think Ben sort of Paul started it off by saying, when was the last time you had a gift of the Spirit actually in operation? I think it'd be good just to sort of look at another picture. I had a picture of an archer with the quiver and being filled with arrows, and those arrows are the weapons, the gifts that God's got for us, and we could name lots of them. But as far as the gifts of the Spirit are concerned, I'm sure we'd all agree if we read the scriptures that God wants us to earnestly desire them. And they're all for us to use on a regular basis. So we're going to talk quite a bit about the word of knowledge, okay, this afternoon. And if I just ask, who's had a word of knowledge in the past? You know, fantastic. Who's had one in the last month? Okay,
yes.
One or two, great. Has anyone had one in the last day? I mean, I think the exciting thing is that God is speaking to us, and God wants us to operate in these gifts all the time, because they are these weapons. And I want to just share one or two stories of what God has been doing literally for me in the last 2 weeks or so. And he is so good. What a God we serve. And where shall I go? I'm going to start with last Sunday. And we were in a meeting in Derby. We actually had some words of knowledge, which I shared from the front. We saw one or two people healed. I haven't heard of all the stories. But when the meeting had almost finished, I was talking to someone at the back of the room. And I was suddenly drawn to ask him about his feet. And it was a word which God... there was no picture, there was no sense of pain. I just knew I had to talk to him about his feet. So I said, can you tell me what's wrong with your feet? And he said, I've got pains under both my heels. And he said, oh, you're going to pray for me? I said, yeah, God's going to heal you. Even better. So I said, but I'm not going to pray on my own. I'm going to go and get a child. I just felt I should get a child. And actually, Ben's here. And Esther's here. And the nearest child was one of their daughters. I don't know which
Josie
daughter.
Josie.
Right. So I said, would you like to come and pray and see someone healed? Yes. She said, would you like to pray for this person and see them healed? Yes. Brilliant. So we prayed for this man, and he said, I think he felt slightly awkward to start with, as we both went down to his feet. But I got a message from him 2 days later, all pain gone. Praise God. And God is on the move the whole time. And that's obviously encouraged her, I'm sure. But I think it's a message for us that God just wants to use these messages all the time, doesn't he? So I want to just tell two or three stories of just the last few days. I mean, I'll tell one from yesterday. I was working in a school because more than anything else, I see these gifts being used out in the streets, schools, sports pitches, as far as I'm concerned, factories, everywhere else. And God, just in this session now, I believe God is going to stir us up and encourage us to be able to step out over the course of these next days, weeks, hours, with what he's actually showing us. And I was in this school, working in a special school, and they had a visiting poet. And I just felt at the end of the session I should talk to him. And I went over to him, and I had a slight sense of pain in my back, which is often how I find I get words of knowledge. And so I said to him, thinking, what is the best route in? Because I think that's the question of wisdom, isn't it? But there's a boldness which I need to step over the threshold and say, God, I'm going to carry out what you've shown me. And so I said, are you into sport at all? He said, no. I said, but you've got a very physical job. Yes. How's your back? He said, oh, I've got a real problem with my back. I said, yes, it's just here, isn't it? Because that was exactly the spot I felt it in me. And he said, how did you know that? But this is where I see the gifts being such a doorway out there, because he just simply said, how do you know that? Well, isn't it wonderful that you can start saying, the God that I love and I serve loves you so much that he's going to tell one of his millions of children about your problem because he wants to heal you. And I was trying to find the best way to pray for him, and we went out in the car park eventually. Haven't heard the story back yet, but it was an opening, and who knows what God's going to do simply by that. I mean, it's up to him, isn't it, at the end. I was walking through the street of Derby a couple of weeks ago, and I'd just come back from being away, and I was filled up with God's goodness. We'd seen some quite wonderful miracles. And we were walking down this street, and I was passed by a man, a homeless man, who said, have you got any money for food? And I muffled out a pathetic answer. Walked about 50 yards on and thought, sorry, Lord, that wasn't the right way to react. As I stopped, I got an immediate pain in my right knee. And I haven't got one, so I knew it was God speaking about this bloke. So I thought, right, thank you, Lord. So I went back towards him and said, I'm really sorry to hear of the situation you're in. I've got a few pennies here for some food, but I want to tell you that you've got a problem with your right knee, haven't you? And God wants to heal you. And he just looked at me with the same question. How did you know? And it left an opportunity for me to share the gospel, talk to him, pray for him, and all his pain left there on the street. Praise God. And he's so good. And he will back up, because we are his reputation. Just think about it. We are. So just want to encourage you. Just that if we seek him, we're going to find him coming through and operating and speaking through us. And we're going to see him at work. I'm going to go back to Oliver. You've got one or two things, haven't you, to share. But I think before we go any further, you know, here are some gifts in our quiver. And just picture two trees. And you've got the Garden of Eden, and there's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and there's the tree of life. And so much of the time, I don't know about you, I live, or have lived, out the tree of knowledge. And I'm trying to give reasons sometimes why something might not happen. And God is saying, I actually want you to come and live out of the tree of life. And God's, I believe, speaking that to us today. Come and live out of my tree where all things are possible. However old we might be or young, however long we've been a Christian, God's got so many more things for us.
I just want to take a moment just to just remind us, really, of these arrows that are in the quiver. This is what Paul says writing to the church in Corinth. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, gift of tongues, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. The Spirit works in two ways in a believer's life. The first one is that the Spirit of God comes and dwells within me. Okay? God said, didn't he, all the way through the scriptures, I desire a dwelling place for my name. Okay? That's what he kept saying. And so, naturally we think, well, that might be Buxton Community Church, London Road, Primitive Methodist Building. It might be the Anglican Building down the road. It might be the synagogue. It might be the Third Temple. Actually, the Spirit of God comes and dwells within us. That's what he says in the scriptures. 2 Corinthians, he has given us the Spirit as a seal to say, to confirm that we belong to God. So that's for us. But then Jesus talks about the Spirit in referring to the prophecy in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us to preach good news to the poor, to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for captives, the recovery of sight for the blind, and to declare the year of the Lord's favour. So the Spirit is at work in two ways. One, in me. We were reminded last night through the prophetic word about the glory of the Lord within us, but also the glory of the Lord, the Spirit of God, comes upon us. And that is for the equipping of the body, but it is also for works of signs and wonders, to point people to the kingdom of heaven, to point people to Jesus. That's why these things happen. That's why God shares that one person's got bad feet, one person's got a bad back, one person might be suffering from depression. But the Spirit of God comes upon us for the benefit of those around us. I wonder, let's just take a moment just to begin to pray. Last night we were reminded as the team met about the finished work of the cross. Well, it struck me that if the work that Jesus has done is finished in terms of sin, etc., then what we need is an encounter. What we need is an outpouring. What we need is a manifestation of the Spirit upon us. Instead of exerting all our energy trying to deal with those sin issues, actually, we're starting from the place of rest, that it is finished. And actually now I can choose daily to be led by the Spirit. Let's just take a moment. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you will begin to manifest your power in this room. That you begin to come and rest upon us. Father, that you would begin to move amongst us. And I just want to bind down the lie that says, I can't hear God's voice. I just want to bind that down, that lie, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can hear the Father's voice. Jesus said, my sheep know me and they know my voice.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, I just pray for that truth to be released in this room.
Thank you.
Father, for the ears to be opened and eyes to see where you're moving.
Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we ask that right now specifically that you would give us words, Lord, in here which will help set us free, Lord. God, I ask you to speak now to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, has anyone got anything straight away that just where you've been sat there? Great. Do you want to share out what you've got?
Yeah.
I got the picture of, well, let me explain first. I've been playing a lot of pool at college, and I've downloaded a game called 8-Ball Pool, playing with my mates, and I've just got a picture of that, and I was going, surely not. But I think God's saying to me that sometimes you hit the ball too hard and it comes outside the pocket, bounces back out, and that's disappointment. And when you don't pop the ball, it's annoying. And when you don't, sometimes in life you don't reach what you want to reach. And but don't get down about it, because your opponent, the devil, is going to miss, and you will have another chance to do that. And then the same again, Paul Pebble, and the black. Sometimes you want to pot it, sometimes you don't. And the times you don't want to pot it, that's when the devil is just trying to push you down one path. And then you can block it with another ball or something like that. But then to win, you have to pot the back ball, and that's what God's saying. To win, you have to reach your end goal. And you will, everyone will win, no matter what.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, I think first from that, do we all, I mean, it would be interesting to see what we've actually taken from that. Anyone got something that personal to them that they might want to share, which from that message?
I think use your opportunities, even though you might miss the mark. You've still got you're not going to pop any balls if you don't try.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Very good. Do you have something you wanted to show?
I just got a picture. Rather being a walk of faith, both for two aspects. Once, when anybody steps out of praying for people or giving words of knowledge and wisdom, it's a walk of faith. God's taking you step by step, and small steps first, and it's a walk of faith that God takes us on. But also kind of maybe specific for somebody that God is often only showing you one step at a time. And I just think of the pictures of the stepping stones in Dovedale. You go across the water and you just go one step at a time.
Right.
And that often God only shows us one step at a time. And otherwise it wouldn't be a walk of faith if we saw the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
Then he takes us all on a walk of faith.
Hmm. Come on, Lord. Next step is now. Right, isn't it? Anyone have a...
Which is related
to that
picture. The fear of failure is reflecting back on me and not on God. So there is no such thing as failure when you make the effort. But it's, you're putting your trust in God that's doing it. What holds me back is the sense that if it doesn't happen, somehow it's a reflection on me.
Right.
And so allowing the Holy Spirit the opportunity to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Do we all amen that?
Can I just say something?
Yeah, sure.
Relating to the picture of the stepping stones, I literally just from the back motor walk, I got that in an envelope last week. So it's one of my favourite places, a place of peace for me and my husband. And the last time we went there, we actually had a rubbish holiday, and I was really poorly, and the only place we managed to get to was as far as the stepping stones and back to our accommodation. But I've just stepped out, and I'm not going to share too much because I'm actually sharing tomorrow morning about my journey with God at the moment. So, but just to say that picture has spoken to me, so thank you, because I know I'm on a path and I've taken a step, but I know there's further steps to take.
Thank you.
Very just briefly as well. I guess recently, not often through feeling things in my body, but just pictures, and I've got the sense of an inside of somebody's eye, say, with putting out and kissing your eyes painful.
If you just had that, there is definitely somebody in here with an eye problem. So, I mean, if you sense the inside of the eye.
Yeah, you know, like when you close your eyes, you can see the insides, all the veins and things like that. It was that kind of thing.
Does someone relate to that straight away?
Eye problems.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Okay. well, perhaps we'll pray in a few moments.
Yeah.
I think let's just let these things rest. We'll bring opportunity to pray in a minute. Thank you. That's wonderful. And I think what we'll look to do, if that's okay with you, I think just to go through the word of knowledge and practically find ways of looking at how God speaks through the word of knowledge, just to encourage us and to really equip us so that we can take the next step over those stepping stones. So, a brilliant drawing. Almost worth a round of applause.
Almost.
You said a simple body
part. I did.
Simple. I think it's fair to say, for most people I've talked to, that receiving a prophetic word, we've had some pictures there that God's brought through. Receiving a prophetic word, we have quite a lot of teaching, don't we, in the whole prophetic area, and we get used to giving out pictures and words to someone. And the word of knowledge, as far as I'm concerned, is no different to that. When we've been, my sheep hear my voice, don't they? My sheep hear my voice. So if we're asking God for something, the first voice we hear is the Father's. Right, there's somebody here with a problem in their right knee. Okay, someone who's got a problem in their right knee here? Someone? Yeah, you have.
For a while.
Yeah, okay. So just as I'm speaking, that's the first thing that suddenly came to me. I've got a pain in my right knee, so God is wanting to speak. And we want to make this really practical now as to how God speaks. So looking at the word of knowledge now, this amazing drawing here, okay, I'm going to bring it this way. I'm going to show you various ways that I have been either shown by other people or I found it myself to receive the word of knowledge. And the first, not using that yet, is just a sense of pain in your body. And so in a moment or two, I'm just going to talk about it and we're going to give God the opportunity just to speak to us in that area. So I was walking down the corridor at school just before Christmas. And I had a rubbish couple of days. I was not tuned in at all to what God was wanting to do. And I walked down the corridor, and I got partway down the corridor, and I had a really intense pain, which was not like the normal sort of words of knowledge I get, but it was an intense pain, pulse, behind my right leg. And I couldn't not feel it. It was almost God really waking me up to something. I went to start with tree of knowledge. David says, "Ah, what have I done?" Put your hand up if you know that that's happened to you before now. So you've had something and you thought, "Oh no!" First thought, "What have I done?" There's somebody with a problem with their left ankle, by the way. So there's a pulse behind the right leg, and so I took about 5 seconds feeling my leg. It's gone on. And then I thought, oh, right, sorry, Lord. Okay, right, so, right, you're waking me up. There's somebody here. And I just got an instant sense, and I think this is, we heard this morning, was it Rick Watts talking about the speaking in tongues?
Yeah.
And I had that immediate sense that it was a blood-related issue. I can't tell you how I knew, just it came. But I then thought, oh my goodness, I don't work in this school. I've only been there 3 times. What do I do? So I went to my point of contact, who was the deputy head, and said, look, right, somebody... may Lord help me. Somebody on your staff has a problem, a quite intense pain behind their right leg. And I am a Christian, and I explained a bit. And I said, I believe God wants to heal that person today. She said, okay, I will find out. next step, get
my work done. And then she comes back to me, maybe 10 minutes later, and said, actually, it's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Lord, you are so good. I'm breathing at this point, thinking, okay. Right, so I said, look, could I pray for you? So at the end of the day, I prayed for her. That was the Friday. I had an email from her on the Monday to say, it was really wonderful, actually. She said, both my parents died of blood clots. I believed I had a blood clot in behind my leg when you gave that thing to me. And she said, I'm a martial art champion. And I had a competition yesterday, and she said, in brackets, I won the national title. but she said, I felt so relaxed after the prayer, and all pain left. Mm-hmm. And she still talks about that today. Praise God. But he had to really wake me up. Mm-hmm. Now, most times, they are quite, like the one in the ankle there, we'll find out who that is in a minute, but it was quite a gentle sort of a sense of pain. And I guarantee that all of us receive these quite often. I mean, God is wanting to touch people around us the whole time. Because his heart is the heel, isn't it? And there's no difference between his nature and his name. He is the healer, so he heals. And so he's wanting to touch people around us in our lives. And he will, I would say, most times I've heard people talk about it, that is the first way that people receive words of knowledge. So I think, to start with, maybe it's just being quiet and saying, God, just speak to me, please, right now. And in a moment or two, we'll see what God actually brings us. Okay, by way of just a sense of pain. Look, this is a completely... this is a completely safe place, isn't it? You know, we can step out and we're all friends here, we're all brothers and sisters, so that's great. So we'll have a go at doing that in a moment, okay? But this is here because it may well be... who's been in an MRI scanner? Okay, so most of us have been in there. Very noisy. Okay. If you've not been in one, you probably get the idea that it kind of clicks down through the body, doesn't it? And you get these series of clicks. And I like to try and use it like this. So I will think the eyes are here. And so it might be the top of the head. The first click I might get, I might think... top of the head, then the eyes, then the ears, then the nose, then the mouth. And I'll just let it, in my mind, I'll just let it go down through my mind. Where you then get a resistance, so in your mind, in your spirit, a resistance, that is where God points to where someone has a problem. I've used that many times, and I know other people have. And it's amazing how God speaks through that. It might be that you find that a way in which you could start to use the words of knowledge. I don't tend to generally use this, but I will often have a picture in my mind of a body, and sometimes I'll just draw it out, and I then get often a sense in my eye, I can only tell it like this, of a red dot. And I'll see the red dot on the body somewhere. I'll just sense, I know that this is whatever it happens to be. So it could be that is how God will want to speak to you through a picture of that type of scenario of a body. Okay. If we all close our eyes, God speaks through pictures, doesn't he? And every noun has a picture associated with it. So if I just start like this and say, can we all imagine a white dinner plate? And around the edge of the white dinner plate, there is a gold line just sort of circling around it. And thankfully, on that dinner plate is coming the choicest bit of food that you can imagine. You can lick your lips if you wish, but just picture it there. For me, it's a succulent steak. It's just landed. There's a bit of steam rising off this bit of steak. And there are some chips, there are some bright red tomatoes, and they're normally red, aren't they? And there are some peas. Put your hand up if you can see that, if you can picture that. So, God will speak often in pictures, won't he? He will speak, we get many of our prophetic words through these. And God will often speak through pictures about someone's health challenges that might be around us. So, just think of the picture for the moment, and it might be that you are reaching out for a word of knowledge. So let's just do that right now. We're going to ask God to give a word of knowledge to one or more people in the room right now. And at the back of your mind, have a look. Is it, do you see the outline of a woman or the outline of a man? Just look into the back of your mind. And once you've seen something, ask God to give you now either a pain, a little feeling of a pain somewhere in your body, or it might be a picture of some sort of part of the body, and God will be speaking about someone in the room. You get something if you put your hand up. We'll go from there. Fantastic. Wow, we've got things all over the place. This is exciting. Okay, can we... okay, if we just all open our eyes for a moment. We're just going to go with what we've got so far. So it's just so exciting. We know God's going to speak. So should we start down here? You want to speak up loud?
Yeah. As you started speaking, I got an intense pain behind my right ear.
Okay.
That was before you talked about man or woman, so I don't know.
Did you get a sense? So,
I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure. Okay, right. So who's got a pain behind their right ear? Might be a problem almost inside the ear, at the back. Someone with a problem in their ear?
I don't know, but my pitch was of the ears as well.
Mine was
of the left ear going
round
the back.
Right. I do have a problem with my left ear, but it's not a constant one, but it is a very annoying one.
Right.
Yeah.
The normal way, as I understand it, that if we were in America, people were going, yeah, it's me. But we're English. And we do have that sort of reserve sometimes. Because I know somebody's given a word out, and I thought, well, probably somebody else with a worse problem. Okay, so from the left ear, we can pray down here. I think in a moment we'll pray for everybody who has put their hand up about for something in the room. Anyone got a problem with the behind or in the right ears? Right ear. Probably only got one right ear. Okay. No? No one? Okay. Any other words? We'll come back to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got pain in my left shoulder when you were talking, but again, I couldn't picture whether that was male or female.
Okay.
I got that this morning.
Put your hand up, that's you. Okay?
I don't have a problem there, but did it this morning.
Someone down here? We won't go through names, but someone down here? Fantastic. Fantastic, not that you've got the pain, but it's going to go in a few minutes. I mean, why does God speak?
It's a actually wants the best for us.
It is, isn't it? He wants to actually now heal. So we can go confidently to pray. God is going to heal. Okay, there's no sort of two ways about it. That's why he's speaking.
I had a pain in my right ankle. The okay. Inside bit as well.
Inside of the right ankle. We've got two people going for that. Because I think that's the other thing. Often it will be more than one person. Okay. It might be more than one person okay with that issue. Ben, a nice smile because of something last week.
I've got a heart-related issue.
Okay, a heart-related issue. Yes, over here. Do you see how God is speaking? Isn't it wonderful how God speaks? Is there anything else? It might be... Right, no, because I mean, God is going to be speaking all around the room.
Pain in my left calf. It's a woman.
I have a left calf as well. Mm-hmm. Pain here.
Have you got a problem with the left calf? Mm-hmm. She's sitting right next to you. that just speeds up prayer. It's actually often the case. And if I can just say, you know, when you're out there on the street or whatever it is, it will often be, so I'm coming face to face with someone. I mean, if I now get one of these types of pains or something, it is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, the person you're actually with. So God will speak in that specific way. So it's quite often someone who's quite close to us. So we've got two people with that. Is there another person with a problem? You have that problem? Or you, is there a word? You got that problem?
No, I've got the word.
You got the word.
I've got the word about her.
So there's three people. It's either sort of triple dose of marvellous things. Or anybody else with that issue? No, nothing we've got. Any other words? Just, yeah.
Got some of the pain here, radiating around.
Kidney area?
Possibly, don't know the side.
Okay.
I've got the kidneys as well.
So?
As a pain.
Who's got a problem with the, around this part then? Around the lower part of the back into here? You have. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the other thing, isn't it? That when we give out words, someone came up to me last Sunday and said, you said something about the right ankle, which I did. And he said, but I've got a problem with my left ankle. And I said, well, God wants to heal that as well. It doesn't matter whether it's... The,
yeah.
Yeah,
Molly's excellent for women, but it's fat person.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's... What we'll do...
I just
finished yet?
Yeah, I just feel there's something about tension, headaches. I don't know whether that relates to anybody here. I just get the words tension, headache.
Okay. If that's you, go for it, because this is a good opportunity to get healed from it. Anything? Head issues?
I've got constant pain.
Okay. That seems good enough. I think one more, and then I think we'll split into little small groups around, and we'll start praying for people.
Can I just suggest that if anyone relates to what Ed has just said, to we don't need to draw attention to it, but no. Maybe they can pray for them anyway.
Yeah. Makes sense. Any other words before we do that? Oh, great.
I got the mental impression of something which I think was a liver, but I'm not sure. It wasn't a kidney, it was too big.
Okay. Is there anybody here know they've got... I actually had that before I came, a word about that. So, I mean, with the problem with the liver area? Could well be, of course. It may well be somebody else here... outside here, but no, we'll leave that for a moment. Okay, any other words?
It's very scary to say, but back of the tongue, something to do with the middle to the back of the tongue. I don't know whether that's male or female, and something to do with hairs possibly inside the nostril. But again, I don't know if that sounds ridiculous.
Okay. Nothing sounds ridiculous. Mm.
And I'm wondering if it's actually Ben over there.
Oliver. Roland.
But something, I keep being drawn back to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Oliver, sorry. Oliver.
I chew my tongue sometimes in the night. So that could very well be the tongue thing.
Well, is there anyone with that issue in that back of the tongue area? Because we'll...
It was sort of middle to, not going down, it was sort of middle to
okay.
the second back.
All right. Half. Okay. And it may well be in here somebody who has problem breathing
yeah.
through here. So who has a problem breathing? It often gets blocked noses. Is there anybody with that?
I do have sinus problems.
Yeah, okay, sinus problems, it may well link to that. So, if you need to be prayed for, can you put, of any of the things we said from the backs right at the start up to the last one, which was that, if you've got that, can you put your hand up? Or, I tell you what, could you stand up? And we will start to gather around. And just before we do gather...
Okay.
Can I just mention two things about praying for the sick, which I've learned through mistakes? Good way of learning. The first is, I just found somebody once prayed for me. I had a headache. And in fact, it wasn't what several people prayed for me. And I had hands being laid on my head. And quite honestly, all I felt were the hands. And I actually thought I was going to go out with a back problem. And I just couldn't concentrate on anything other than the hands on me. And I think it's true that if we lay hands on someone, they basically the person's feeling us. And we want them to sense the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit's going to flow like a river through us as we pray. Isn't that exciting? He's going to flow. So we don't actually need to press on. Just nearby, and the Holy Spirit's going to come. Then all the person's going to feel is, and often is warmth that comes. Doesn't have to be. I think the second thing is, if we're being prayed for, it's too easy to start praying yourself. Please, Lord, will you do it? Please, in tongues or whatever. I think God just says, just receive.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't need to be praying. You don't need to worry about that. You're just easy for you. You just be there and just. So perhaps we can just spread out.
I'm going to pray for this gentleman.
So. Oh, you do that first.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
It's brilliant.
So if there's somebody in particular you feel drawn to pray for, then do that. But let's just have three or four people and just go around as we need to. But keep asking. We've got until 4:15. God's going to keep working. So keep asking, you may well get other things as we start praying. So, should we all start moving?
Wherever we move.
I'm wondering about doing something before we finish. I've got a sense. Praying for people who fear disappointment, rejection. So, there's room for me to do something about that.
Is there anybody who needs to be grateful they've got no one with them?
No, word for somebody else.
Can we have a word?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's
owned up to it, but
I you got a headache?
Yeah. So,
okay,
you said the word?
Yeah, about tension and stuff like that.
I don't know if it's tension.
Right, so no hands on, folks.
I just get some really random headaches, which is really bad for me because I play a lot of sport.
Yeah, sure.
I play rugby, which is could be heavy, but I'm stepping off. But I don't know. It's
and where is it? Kind of
everywhere.
Right.
Can occur in front of my head, or just anywhere.
Okay. What's your name?
Ewan.
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 Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, Holy Spirit, we just welcome you to come. Thank you for your Father, thank you that thank you for wasting me now. In the name of Jesus, we just command headaches to stop now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we just speak to any tension, any stress, any impact
that's happened there through hunger, Lord, we just command healing now in Jesus' name. We say, be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Jesus. 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 Do you have a headache before we prayed you at all?
A little bit. Yeah, but I shake my head around as well.
Yeah.
I get headaches around. I don't know what. But it's just what? Probably didn't know what, actually. I used to be, a few years ago, I used to be really like an angry person.
Right.
And I was treated unfairly at school. So yeah, I used to bang my head off things just to try and release stress.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And that's definitely what.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not up on that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, alright then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Father, in Jesus' name we pray again for his head, Lord. Thank you for Ewan's honesty, for his openness, transparency, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we just come out healing in his head, in his soul, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray you just renew his mind as well. Father, while we're at it, we just pray for that renewal of his mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, pain go. In Jesus' name. I feel him.
Better. I mean, I'll serve the next few weeks.
Yeah.
It's not instantly, I can't build.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you, mate. No problem.
Jesus.
I want you to see that. 20 seconds more praying time. Okay, could we ask everyone to sit down? Please. Glorious chaos. Come on, we want that.
Amen.
Who wants that austerity in our church? Glorious chaos. Come on, Lord. That's what I want. Alright, here's the key now, isn't it? So we've prayed, fantastic. Who knows they've had a touch of the Holy Spirit? Just wave if you had a touch of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Could we... who's not... I mean, let's go positive. Right. Who's already had and knows they've been healed? Okay? You know you've been healed. Hallelujah. If you haven't checked, if you have a way of checking, then if you haven't done, do so now. Okay? But... if you know you've, some of you know you've had a touch of the Holy Spirit. Can we just share?
Yeah,
want to share your story?
I was sitting here all sideways on, uncomfortable as you like.
Should come and stand up. Tell us.
I had a motorcycle accident when I was quite young and foolish. Hard to believe, I know, but true. Now, I basically came off the motorbike at about 60 mile an hour and sat down really hard on my bum, and I had 3 prolapse discs in my back.
Right.
So sitting there was quite uncomfortable, turning around looking at you.
Yeah.
We're gold now.
Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How long have you had that?
On and off, since I was about 18, 19.
So 3 years.
Yeah.
Are you late to do this thing?
Yes, please. All right. Okay, anybody else? Okay, with a testimony you want to share now, because we've got about 5 minutes for testimony. Just go for it from wherever you are.
Well, Lynette was praying for my shoulder. She had her hand already this far away, and she was praying for my shoulder, and I could feel a real heat. And she could feel a real heat on her hand, on her palm as well. And that just carried on the whole time, and I could actually still feel the heat on my shoulder, so I believe.
Praise God.
The prayer is still.
Isn't that wonderful?
Good. Yeah, the healing still continues.
Signs. Super. Anybody else want to share anything? Yeah.
I had prayer for my ankle, and as Heather was praying for me, I almost felt things in my leg almost begin to shift and in my ankle. You can't describe it, but there's definitely things moving around in there.
Praise God. It sounds like a creative miracle happening inside your ankle. Hallelujah. We prayed for someone the other night. We prayed for two people with knee problems, didn't we? And I don't know how your knees are now, but and the other person we prayed for had a cartilage problem. You can't repair them, but God is—he was moving his knee around in all sorts of ways at the end, and we were praying for a new cartilage for him. But God can do anything.
Amen.
Tree of life. Let's just believe it. Do you want to share what you've got?
Okay, great. Thanks. I had a really sharp pain in my right buttock, by the way. But it's because there's an actual nail sticking out of it. I can't believe it. I think it's torn my trouser.
I thought you were a father's name.
So, look, you can see the holes. You can see the holes in the chair.
That's good.
So, I don't know what the Lord's saying, but it wasn't a word of there's so much we could say and talk about, isn't there? I think one thing that just dropped in my mind there is a difference between miracles and healings.
Amen.
Yeah. So I think sometimes we can go away discouraged if there isn't an instant, complete, and full healing when we have something prayed for. And it almost gives the enemy an opportunity to rob us of a process that God started. A miracle is something instant. Most healings actually unravel over a little period of time. So I'd encourage you to be in faith that if God's spoken, he does want to do something. And one way to be sure that you fully embrace what God's got for you is to be thankful. So don't forget to be thankful and to give testimony back home in your churches as to what he's doing and that sort of thing. And don't be discouraged if it's not fully and completely healed right now. It just means it wasn't a full miracle. It doesn't mean it's not a healing. Okay. Just wanted to finish with a couple of things. Heather, do you want to just share your prophetic word?
Okay. I've had bronchitis all Christmas, and it's left me with inflamed ribs, and I'm on meds for that. One of the side effects for that is diarrhea. So sorry to be personal, but I rushed out about half an hour ago because it hit. And I just thought that was me in the meds. But as I came back into the room, I just had a sense that actually God wants to say to somebody that there is a situation that you are very afraid of if you let out and share about, that is going to be very messy. And just like me, with my physical thing, actually God's got a safe place for you to do that, and that is going to be okay. But it's part of what he is doing that it needs to come out.
Right.
Okay, good. So if you relate to that very specifically, then ask Heather to pray with you afterwards. I happen to think that there's perhaps something even bigger than that God wants to do. To do with fear. I wonder whether there may be some of us in this room who have never engaged with this stuff because it's just brand new. But I suspect for most of us it's like you've heard most of some of these things before, yeah. But a lot of people, and I suspect there's people in the room, are gripped by fear because you just don't believe God's going to do it, and you're frightened to have a go. I think there's people in the room who have had a go and are disappointed because it fell flat or it didn't happen. And you don't know why that happened. It might have been the story about the deputy head. She didn't have to come back and say that was me. For every
person who comes back and says that was me, there's someone who didn't come back. Doesn't mean you were wrong.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be wrong, by the way. It's okay. It's stepping out in faith. You're not doing anybody any harm by putting on your lips something that God's said. So fear and disappointment and then hurt as well. I did an equipping thing like this a few years ago in America, actually, with a bunch of students. And then we took them out on the streets, or to a shopping mall, actually, and let them loose to do some treasure hunting, if you're familiar with that idea and that kind of thing. And this one poor girl who'd never done anything like that in her life stirred up the courage to go, and she got this picture and she approached this woman and shared, etc. And this woman had a demonic manifestation and started attacking her. She was pretty hurt by that. There was an opportunity for the enemy to rob her of the gift, actually, that was probably quite significant in her. I don't believe there's any coincidences to the fact there was such a strong response to her, probably a strong gift in her. So I just think that there's some of that going on in the room. So I'd like us to finish, if we can, if this is okay with you guys, by praying about some of that kind of thing. So, but before, because that's got the potential to get messy. That was the link there, you see, that I felt God was saying. Just be good to hear your story quickly, Phil, and then we're going to pray about that kind of thing.
Okay, so we're
stand up. Yeah.
Stand up. Susanna and I are the people who run Lynchwood Christian Centre. You guys are going to have the privilege of coming to see us this year. We regularly, maybe it's too strong a word, but often, and that's too strong a word as well, we hear angels sing. We've had a number of occasions where people have come up and said, you guys are wax. That doesn't happen, and lo and behold, God does what God does, and angels sing. We had a guy who'd come back from a conference, and in the conference they talked about the Moravian Brethren and the 100 years of prayer. And he brought a flag back, and he wanted to raise this banner over Lynchwood. He felt that that's what God was saying.
And we were the area below. And, yeah. The area is not
just. And we were really happy to facilitate him, weren't we? So a group of leaders from the local churches all came up, and we put the flag up, and we worshipped for a bit, and we sang for a bit, and then we prayed for a bit. And as we were heading back to the farmhouse, one of the wives of one of the leaders from the local area said to Susanna, who's the group you've got in that are worshipping in the van?
And I said, we haven't got anyone in.
We haven't.
And we had this 5-minute argument about, no, you have, no, we haven't. Yes, you have, no, we haven't.
Stand up. Go on.
And in the end she said, well, what should I hear then? And I said, well, the only explanation is angels. I said, you're welcome to go over to the Barnes conference rooms, have a look. There's nobody there. And then another lady piped up and said, but I heard it as well. And she didn't say it was singing, did she? She said, I heard worship. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, that is the only explanation. We, not regularly, but we have heard the angels, so you're now hearing the angels as well. And other people.
She just cried, didn't she?
We've got a lady who works for us, who's in our church. She's only been a Christian barely 18 months. She was into all sorts of things before she became a Christian. And she said, probably a month before Christmas, I started hearing the angels now too, as I'm working. And it's like, yes. Because she's seeing things. She was into
the occult.
The occult. So she's seen things from the other side, but she's now seeing it through God's way, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, man. Fantastic. Good story, eh?
Yes.
Can we stand together? There are angels singing over us. There are angels singing over each of you. And for some of you, as I just said, you can't hear the angels singing, you can't see the opportunity, you can't quite take hold of all that God's got for you, because the sound of the angels is disturbed by fear, disappointment, hurt, pain. Holy Spirit wants to set you free today.
Amen.
That's just like a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, just in the last 20 minutes, I believe we've already seen some demonic release, some things released in this room. So we're going to pray and give the opportunity. And I'm going to pray for a couple of minutes. and then release you. If you want to take that prayer further, then you just have to stick around, because we've got a few minutes before Patrick starts his session, which you don't want to miss, by the way. It'll be amazing. So just take a posture to receive if you believe that the Lord has put his finger on something for you. And Lord, we declare now, in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
that there is no room for the enemy, for any demonic power or spirit to take a foothold in any life in this room. And where there's fear, Lord God, of disappointment or rejection or looking silly or not being good enough, any of those things, any of those spirits which attach themselves to the distorted view of our identities, Lord, we break its power now and we call it off in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, where there is disappointment, where there's disappointment, and we have bought into the lie that we aren't good enough, that it can't happen through us, that it's not worth having a go, that it's better to stay in a safe place than take a risk, we break the power of that lie and that demonic spirit, and we cut it off now, and we release each person in this room from that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And where there's hurt and pain from having stepped out and being subject to demonic attack, Lord, whether it's in the form of a human being or other, demonic attack, Lord, there's been a yielding to that presence more than the Holy Spirit, Lord. Well, Lord, we call out repentance, but we call out for healing and release and a loosing of that demonic power and a cutting off and a setting free in the name of Jesus. So in all these things, Lord, that we put into the ether, as the people around me now say yes and amen, where it resonates in their spirits, Lord, where you're wanting to do something, Lord, and as an exchange of repentance takes place right now in this room in all manner of different ways, Lord God, we break the power of demonic forces and lies in the name of Jesus. We cut them off and we call peace and we call an opening of eyes and a new day into order and into place in the name of Jesus. And we send, Lord, these people out from this place to be radical difference makers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Anything else to say as we finish?
10 seconds homework.
10 seconds homework.
That's very nice.
So I want to set you a challenge. For the rest of this day, I want you to pray and ask God to give you either one prophetic word or one word of knowledge to somebody at this conference.
Amen.
Okay? And then when you go back to your churches, I want you to do the same, but then I want you to start to encourage other people to do that. You know, as leaders, actually, we're called to step out and to lead by example. That's why I let David do everything today. So so that's my homework is to one person at this conference, and then when you get back to your own places, one person, and then encourage others in your church to do the same. Is that okay? Amen. Fabulous. God bless you guys. Thank you very much.